Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520. I'm joined with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
It's a beautiful winter Sunday.
You know, I walked out of my house this morning and I was like, it's actually kind of nice out.
Yes.
I mean, there's no sun, but the temperature feels comfortable. It's not too cold. There's no precipitation. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And one thing I'm noticing also is, before I do that, let's introduce our guest for the day. Today is everything real estate, and so with that being said, we have the one and only Mr. Tim Reardon with 716 Team at Keller Williams Realty. Tim, welcome to today's show.
Good morning, guys. Happy to be here.
Welcome back, Tim.
Now, Tim was very stylish this morning.
What?
I say you're very stylish this morning. I like the scarf he has. He has a nice ensemble on.
It's getting the winter layers back out and ready, I think, right?
Well, it wasn't quite cold enough to wear an overcoat, so I just threw on a scarf and came in. It was fine.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, great.
Perfect.
Well, before we really get into the meat and potatoes of the real estate of today's show, how's everyone's week been? And I'll start with you, Lauren.
Mine was great. It's a really nice week. How about you?
Well, before we move on to me, you received an award.
Tell us
all about it.
I am a proud alumna of Nardin Academy, and I'm very active and very involved with the school. I am the chairperson for our alumni group, our Buffalo chapter. And this week I received the Distinguished Alumni Award from our school, from Nardin. So there was a nice dinner at the Saturn Club on Thursday night. So it was me, and they honored two other people who are very involved with the school as well. It was our Founders Day dinner, so it was very nice.
Well, congratulations
Thank
once
you.
Again.
Congrats. Thank you. Thanks, Tim.
And Tim, what about yourself? How has your week been?
Oh, I had a great week. I actually had a new hire at the 716 team.
Awesome.
Michelle Campbell, she's been wonderful this week. She's going to be handling my contract to close, transaction coordination, we call that, as well as some client care coordination.
Exciting.
Great. And
we need to hear a lot more about that. And we, as we often do, let's say good morning to our one and only also producer, Mr. Louie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going,
good morning.
Guys? Good. How are you? How's your week?
School's still going, so that's how I'm doing.
I think the world of Louie. He's in school. He's a senior at Buff State, works here, works at the Buff State radio station.
Yep.
And he still finds time to get 10-cent wings at Pappas's and
That's right,
Orchard
Saturday
Park.
Nights. So I was out late last night.
This was the first time I can recall when I come in the studio. I said, Louie, how are you doing? He said, I'm tired. Normally, he's very...
Rocking the sweatpants this morning.
The nice roots.
Yep.
Showing tribute to our neighbors
Canadian
in the north.
Sweatpants.
Yep.
Enjoying the college life.
The That's standard right. Eagles
Big
gear.
Game today. Big game.
Who do the Eagles play today, Louie?
The Saints at 4 o'clock. America's game of the week.
Oh.
So, big one. Yep.
Big one. Go Eagles.
Yep.
Well, with that being said, let's move right into our sports update.
It's week 11 in the NFL. No game day for the Buffalo Bills. They are on a bye week. They will get back on the field next Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars at New Era Field. If healthy, Josh Allen is expected to start at quarterback. Around the NFL with Joe Flacco out, Ravens rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson will get his first start of the season against the Bengals. Eagles left tackle Lane Johnson is expected to play after missing last week with a knee injury. Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green is a game-time decision with a toe injury, but is doubtful on the injury report. Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa and tight end Antonio Gates are both expected to play today against the Denver Broncos. In college football, after being tied at halftime, Alabama pulled away from the Citadel 50-17. Number 3-ranked Notre Dame took down number 12-ranked Syracuse 36-3. And number 10 Ohio State avoided another loss with a 52-51 victory over Maryland. To hockey, the Sabres stay streaking after another come-from-behind win last night in Minnesota. Third-period goals from Rasmus Dahlin and Jason Pominville gave Buffalo the 3-2 victory. Dahlin had 2 points on the night, as did Jack Eichel, who tallied 2 assists. Linus Allmark got the win in net, stopping 37 of 39 shots. It was the 5th straight win for the Sabres, who are now 3rd in the Eastern Conference at 12-6-2. For more coverage on the Sabres' victory, head over to WGR550.com. Up next for Buffalo, they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow at 7 o'clock in Pittsburgh. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louie DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Again, live here at ESPN 1520 AM. And today is our one and only special real estate show. Everything real estate, I should say. Everything real estate show. And we have live in studio with us Mr. Tim Reardon from the 716 team at Keller Williams. Tim, I want to go right into something. When I take a look at your tagline, it has a very special meaning. I'd like for you to really kind of share with us really what the essence that stands behind that. Bring home happiness.
I love that.
Thank you. So I've been, you know, using that for a couple of years now. It really was something I thought about long and hard. My sister, who lives in North Carolina, actually helped me come up with that after discussing, you know, what I was trying to portray as a you know, tagline will. So bringing home happiness is something that we are integral to that when we are working with a buyer, when we are working with a seller, we are doing everything that we can to bring them home and being happy in doing so. So it's one of the happiest moments of your life when you get the new keys to your new home, and when you are selling a home, you're usually buying a home as well, and we're just trying to make these experiences memorable and happy times for people because there are very emotional times, and we want to make sure that my team is delivering on that message of happiness throughout the process.
Now, I've heard certain individuals say that buying or selling a home can be very stressful. Is that a true statement?
There's no question that there is a lot of stress throughout this process, whether you're thinking about, you know, am I going to get as much money as I need to get or want to get from my home? Is somebody going to want my home? Do I need to do a lot of updates in order to find a buyer for my home? How long will it take to sell my home? Is my agent doing enough to bring people through the door to receive an offer on my home? There's a lot of stress on the seller side, and usually they have somewhere to go. There's a reason why they're putting their house on the market, so there's a lot of stress in meeting those goals and meeting those timelines that are somewhat predetermined. And then on the, you know, when you're working with buyers, it's very stressful where you don't know, especially in a market like we've seen over the past year or two, you know, is my offer good enough to be accepted? Is my financing as strong as some of the people, some of the buyers that I'm competing against in this housing market with limited inventory? Will I ever stop renting? Will I ever move out of mom and dad's? You know, where they're at a position in their life, a point in their life when they're trying to start something new, a new chapter, and it's the unknown is stressful for them. Will it happen for me?
Well, okay, all right. And that being said, how would you classify the real estate market in Western New York?
So the real estate market in Western New York is very, very strong. It's really, you know, we've seen an increase in our average sales price year over year. We've seen an increase in our median sales price year over year. Right now, our average sales price is $176,000, which is up 8%. Last year, it was $163,000. So that's a pretty big jump in the average sales price. And you know, the median sales price, which is a very important metric, that is also up by $10,000. This year it's at $149,500, whereas last year it was at $140,000. So that's about a 7% increase there as well. So, you know, sellers are achieving more for their houses. People have more equity in their homes than they may have thought that they had before, especially over the past decade, where we've been just very stable, kind of stagnant. We haven't seen a lot of growth. We still are nowhere near the growth of some of the parts of the country that we hear about in the news. But for Buffalo, it's been phenomenal growth. It really has been.
Do you anticipate there being more growth in the future, in the next few years?
I do. I do, yes. I don't think it's going to be as there's been a lot of hysteria. There's been a lot of conversations and the low inventory, I think, will continue, but you'll continue to see low inventory, but it won't be as, I'm trying to think of a better word than bad, but I think you're going to see more houses coming online. They're going to take a little bit longer to sell. I don't think we're going to shift into a buyer's market for a couple of years, but I don't think it's going to be, you're not going to see as many multiple offers with 10, 20 offers. I think you'll still get them for the houses that are in the neighborhoods people want, and they're priced right for the condition mm-hmm. that they're in, but I don't think it's going to be as hysterical as it has been.
What are the hot neighborhoods right now?
Exactly. I was just about to ask that question, yes.
You know, the neighborhoods are hot all over Western New York. You know, there's, let's see, I just had multiple offers in Kenmore on one of my listings. We actually had 10 offers on that
one. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it was a three-bedroom, one-bathroom home that sold for $161,000.
Wow. Which only was one bathroom.
With one bathroom, yes. And, I mean, it had... We had 100 people come through that open house.
100 people?
Yes.
What street in Kenmore was this one on?
Stillwell.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 35 Stillwell.
Nice.
So, you know, and that young couple was moving up, and they moved up into a larger home over on Colvin, and they're going to be putting a lot of time and effort and money into that home to make it their own, and somebody on Stillwell is moving into a move-in-ready starter home.
Perfect.
So the market is, you know, that's what you're seeing a lot of is people upsizing, downsizing, we call it right sizing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the hot neighborhoods, I mean, you know, the west side of Buffalo is seeing incredible increases in pricing. South Buffalo is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
There's neighborhoods that you might not even think of. Lackawanna. Houses sell in Lackawanna very quickly. Lovejoy, Kaisertown, all sorts of price points under $200,000. They move very, very quickly. The average days on market is for October was 32 days on market.
That the house was on the market before sold?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yes. Year to date, it's 45, which is less than last year by, I think it was 50 last year.
That's certainly indicative of a strong market without any question.
It really is, yes.
And what about millennials? Are we seeing maybe an influx of millennials purchasing home here in West New York or even on a national basis? What are some of those statistics or findings that you may come across, or trends maybe?
You know, that's an interesting question, Dale. And there's a problem with first-time home buyers across the country, and that is where student debt has become such an issue and really a financial struggle for a lot of people coming out of college. They're so strapped with financial debt that they're actually delaying their home purchases by a couple of years. So they're staying with mom and dad longer, they're renting longer because they have this debt that counts against them and is also just very difficult to make a house payment as well as that student loan payment as well. So that will continue to affect the market going forward. That first-time home buyers market nationwide will suffer as a result of that. And, you know, there's conversations in Congress that are taking place right now to how do we deal with this. What happened essentially is they made student loan money so accessible, so easy to get that it's everywhere and everybody has that debt now.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to the subprime mortgage crisis that we went through where they made borrowing money for homes so easy that anybody could do it, and then they ended up defaulting on those loans because they weren't credit worthy. So it was similar in that the ease of access to that money has just been, you know, the barrier of entry has just been lowered.
Okay.
So more people are doing it.
And I think that speaks to who is really going to qualify, you know, if a ideal individual that's looking to purchase a home, they need to come in with a certain credit score or have a certain income level. Can you speak to that?
So it's really dependent. There are a few different loan products out there where, you know, they're tiered to there's an FHA product where it is geared towards folks with a lower credit score. I believe it's a 620 minimum credit score to get into this program. And it's a lot of people are in this FHA loan product. So it's a lower credit score threshold. It's also a higher debt to income ratio, meaning you can carry more debt and have less income. So to qualify for that loan.
Okay.
With that loan, it's a minimum of 3.5% down to get into a house. And there's a lot of people still that don't know that you can get into a home for less than 20% down. That's a misconception that has just kind of always been out there. And That's not the case at all. There's 3.5% down for FHA. You can get into a conventional loan product with a higher credit score, and you can get in at, well, there's 5% for a traditional conforming conventional loan. Then there's some other products that are 3% even. But you do have to have a bit of a higher credit score, and your rate will fluctuate. Your interest rate will fluctuate, or your approval interest rate will fluctuate based on your credit score. So it's tiered, whereas the FHA borrower is always going to have the same interest rate.
Okay. And what do you recommend to someone who's looking to purchase or sell a home? Should they just contact your office? Should they go to your website? Let's talk about the process that helps an individual maybe just start off with a good experience.
So let's start out with the process. What I'm seeing a lot of is that, you know, whenever you have a market that's strong and it's all over the news about how houses are selling so quickly, you end up getting a lot of people getting their license. Okay, they think they're going to come in and it's easy to sell houses. So that leads to a lot of people advertising with portals, which we call portals, or Zillow or Realtor.com or Homes.com. And a lot of people are searching on those home sites. And the agents that are advertising on those home sites are essentially, you don't know as a consumer if they're the first day in the industry or 10 years in the industry or how much experience they have. That consumer clicks on a button and they're contacted by an agent. It should be fairly quickly. And that agent, if they're not as experienced as somebody like myself or on my team, we call them pop-in agents, where they're just going to go and show you a house without any sort of qualifying questions or understanding your needs or your goals, what it is that you're looking for. And conversely, the consumer doesn't really know anything about this agent and how they can serve them and help them in this process. So, you know, I get a lot of phone calls from people just calling me as the listing agent, and they're already working with other agents and they don't really understand the process. So there's just a lot of misconceptions out there around that. So I'm glad that you did ask that. Really, you know, the business is about relationships. And as an agent, it's my job to understand your goals, understand your needs, and guide you as your consultant and as your fiduciary agent to get you to where you need to be. And it always starts with a conversation. So we like to bring you into the office, whether you're a buyer or a seller. We like to have that hour with you and go over what your goals are, go over what your motivation is. Why are you doing this at this time in your life? Have that better understanding so that our motivation can match your motivation. So if you're buying a home and you're just out kind of calling every agent who has a listing or meeting people from Zillow, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're just kind of running around with no plan. And really, you know, that agent who you choose to work with should understand everything about your goals.
Yes.
Okay, in your home purchase. So to come into the office after that initial phone call, and sometimes I'll get a phone call on my listing, and we try to get people into the office before we even show them the listing, because we don't know if they're pre-approved for a mortgage. We don't know if they're, you know, they may be have a relationship with another agent. We don't want to interfere with that, but we do want to make sure that they're being served properly.
Okay. We're going to get ready to take our first break, but before we do that, I want to make sure that I mention to our listeners, if you have a question or comment for Tim, give us a call at 803-1520. Again, the telephone number is 803-1520. You're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Tim Reardon. Don't go anywhere.
And Lauren Lewis.
Who did I say?
Dale Martin and Tim Reardon.
Oh,
and Lauren Lewis. I'm sitting here too.
Lauren, I would never forget about you. Okay. You know what? There is a correction. We're going to go right to our break.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
New Buffalo Insurance Agency is here to insure your future, servicing downtown Buffalo and other surrounding areas. An exclusive agency for clients with a selective taste. They want the very best. They specialize in commercial insurance for multiple industries and personal lines, professional liability, trade contractors, and extraordinary service. Your life and the assets you have are exceptional. Let's make sure you have exceptional coverage to match. New Buffalo Insurance Agency. See what they can do for you. Call 332-1570 to schedule an appointment.
It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when will your next IT or computer-related problem occur. Buffalo Consulting and Technical Services provides both residential and businesses with the support you want and deserve. Whether you need one-time assistance or continuous support, they are there to help you with some services that won't break the bank and is guaranteed to fit your objective and your IT requirements, be it network and systems analysis, security camera and monitoring, program customization, and a whole lot more. Contact Buffalo Consulting and Technical Services at 424-1176 or visit them on the web at www.bcats.co.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, and we have Tim Reardon from 716 team at Keller Williams Realty in the studio with us this morning, talking about everything real estate within Western New York. And Tim, before we went to break, we talked a lot about the process of buying a home and how important it is for a prospective home buyer, even someone who wants to sell their home, to develop a relationship with a realtor to really help them through that process and not running around like a chicken with their head cut off.
Tell us
more about, you know, how they can build that rapport and establish that relationship with a realtor and, you know, how it can help them through the home buying process.
It has to be built on trust. There's no question about it. That is the foundation of any good relationship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a big deal for people buying or selling a home. And, you know, the way that we look at it on my team is, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So we really try to be good listeners and allow and try to bring people to that, kind of drill down on what their needs are.
I lost my mic there.
We try to, throughout this consultation process, we want to drill down to what their needs are. We want to have a better understanding of who they are, not just what they want in the house, but why they want it. Why is that important to them? So that we can, if we see throughout the process that they're sort of veering off of track, we need to know that this is not what we had originally discussed, and has something changed? Can we get back to, you know, what the real purpose of this house search or this house sale is? And if you know, they have to trust that we have their best interest and we did listen to them and we do know what it is that they need. Through our experience, you know, they have to rely on us to, if a house comes on the market that does fit those needs or those wants, that, you know, we're going to help them see through a lot of the noise, mm-hmm. and understand that, you know, we've seen a lot of houses, we've seen a lot of markets, and based on those conversations that we've had, this house really checks a lot of those boxes off.
And I think clearly you are delivering on that promise, because your clients, your customers are echoing exactly what you just said. And I'm just going to just kind of abbreviate two comments from two of your clients, starting with Kent recommend the 716 team at Keller Williams enough. John and Tim were patient. John was patient, and they helped me extremely well. Another comment was, not a lot of people can say that they actually enjoy working with their realtors, but they enjoy working with you. Again, that speaks to those comments are coming from your clients. So again, you are delivering on the promise to work with that client, to establish a relationship with that client, and take the stress out of the buying or selling process.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And that's what we're there for. Stress out, the patience, because it's a big purchase for a lot of people. You spend almost every day in that house, and so you want to make sure it does check the boxes, like you said earlier, what you're looking for in your home.
Yeah, and something else that comes to mind, we're in the, like, right at the start of wintertime. Is this the time to start, if you're looking to buy a house, you know, does the wintertime affect your, you know, I guess the the process? Or is it the right time? Is it, you know, not the right time? Should a person wait till spring? You know, does the seasonality affect the buying or selling aspect?
Seasonality is a factor, especially here in Western New York. That said, you know, everybody is entering the market at different times for different reasons. So, mm-hmm. you know, this time of year, we find I get a lot of phone calls from people who are coming in from out of state, coming back home for the holidays, coming back home and visiting family. And they may have something going on in their life. They may be out of state, but there's something's going on. Usually it's a job or they're growing their family. And there's something bringing them back, drawing them back to Western New York. And this time of year, they're going to go out and start looking at houses just to see what's out there. So we get a lot of calls November and December. It's actually quite busy for us, and people are making purchases and houses are selling. In fact, the average days on market for October was 32 days, which is lower than the year-to-date average. So houses are still selling quickly. People still have to move,
yeah.
and people are still looking to change their life through home ownership.
Now, I've heard a lot of stories in the past few years, I'd say, that a lot of more or less young families are getting outbid and losing, you know, a potential home because there's a lot of cash offers coming in, and that's what wins. How are you helping some people navigate through that? Because it's got to be really frustrating when, like you said, sometimes you had 10 offers on your house that sold the other day in Kenmore, but like, which is challenging enough, but then a cash offer, like, there's nothing, it's so hard to compete with.
It is. It is hard to compete with cash. There's no question about it.
I was wondering how he was going to respond to that.
I know. It's kind of a tough question.
So we prepare our clients for that. When they're making an offer on a home, through our experience and through, I mean, how many multiple offers I've had on my own listings, I know that we will likely be competing against a cash offer. So mm-hmm. we need to keep that in mind. And every seller is going to have things that are important to them. In fact, I've had some sellers, this one client of mine, wonderful client, we've done a lot of business together, and the last house I sold for him, he actually had a spreadsheet, and based on what was important to him, he weighted and put a number to each factor, each term of the offer. And I think we had 10, 11 offers that one. And he made his decision solely based on that formula that he had worked out.
Wow.
Incredible. And so incredible.
What were the factors?
Contingencies like inspection, mm-hmm. sales, closing contingency, price, terms, percentage down, closing date, a quick closing was very important to him. So he ended up taking a cash offer that was, I think, $20,000 less than another competing offer. There's more certainty around a cash offer.
Right.
But it doesn't always mean it's going to be accepted. The house in Kenmore, we had one cash offer out of 10. We did not accept that one.
Wow. Okay, so just because it was a cash offer does not mean they're necessarily going to get the house.
That's correct. A lot of cash offers, a lot of cash buyers think they can make a lower offer because it's cash. And while
right.
that may be important to some sellers, again, they're going to rely on us as agents, as an experienced agent, to go through every single offer and the merits, the pros and cons of each, and help them make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Tim, give us two hot listings that you currently have available right now.
So I have a wonderful listing, a starter home. It's a ranch, 1,300 square feet. And you can walk to Smallwood Elementary in Amherst.
Oh, that's huge.
It's in Snyder. It's three bedrooms, one bathroom. This house is $125,000, which is well below market value.
That sounds like a steal for that neighborhood.
It really is. It's going to make somebody a very happy homeowner.
Yeah.
And my house in Eagle Heights is still on the market, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Wonderful home. Come out and see us. We're going to be open all next weekend. And we're Lakewood. That one's at 39 Timberlake in Orchard Park. And then it's 509 Lakewood Parkway in Snyder.
And provide your contact information once again.
Sure. Visit my website at realestate716.com or call me 575-5969 or shoot me an email, tim@realestate716.com.
Buffalo, thank you for tuning in to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin, Lauren Lewis, and listening to our Everything Real Estate conversation. Enjoy your day. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll see you next Sunday, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.